Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody, fan of the Charlie Kirk Show. One word that you all need to know. We're going to do our best to teach you something in this episode that I learned 5 or 6 years ago, and I hope you can learn about it. It's called intersectionality. I think it will make sense of what you are seeing in the streets and the opposition to America, Israel, and the traditional Western way of life. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get your friends to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. And as always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So last weekend, there were rallies across the country, which is, of course, your First Amendment right. If you're in America, you could speak out in favor of beautiful things or grotesque things. And a group of people gathered in the streets of New York. The speakers mocked slain civilians. This was a pro-Hamas rally, and we are learning more and more about what happened in Israel. Just so we're clear, what happened in Israel was not a military attack. It is basically Holocaust-style Nazi atrocities being live-streamed in real time. One of the speakers said, this is one of the speakers in New York City, and as you might have seen, there was some sort of a rave or a desert party where they were having a great time until the resistance came in and electrified hang gliders and took at least out a several dozen hipsters. One speaker joked about the Hamas assault on a desert rave, where horrific scenes of murder and rape took place. Let me read that again. This is in America. This is America. This is not London, which is already a captured country by the Islamists. There was some sort of a rave or desert party where they were having a great time until the resistance came in and took out at least several dozen hipsters. Well, first of all, they killed 250 people. So if you hear this, you would think that, okay, this is probably some Arab group. This is some sort of Students for Justice of Palestine, SJP. An organization that I'm very familiar with that is funded by Middle Eastern groups that have chapters all across American campuses. So if you were to guess who actually organized this rally, you would think it would be a group really focused on foreign policy. But it's not. It's not an Arab group. It's not a Middle Eastern group. It's not a Palestinian group. It's not even a group that cares about geopolitics. Instead, the organizer of the rally, which was just calling and celebrating the death of Jewish babies in New York City, was organized by the Democratic Socialists of America. That's weird. Why would a group that ostensibly cares about the plight of the middle class and going after the bourgeoisie and trying to restore the proletariat to fulfill the promise of Marx, why would they mobilize in 24 to 36 hours on the streets of New York, which, by the way, with pre-printed signage? You see, you could tell an astroturfed left-wing campaign because they all have very similar type printed signs. They did the same thing with Trump. Every time we're Trump out of office, Trump out of office. This is all astroturf funded by 501c4 union groups, AFL-CIO, 501c3 groups. Very similar, literally font templates. not even similar wordage. Like the actual font that they use is exactly the same. They're all using the same graphic designer. And so the Democrat Socialists of America, who should be worried about, I don't know, reining in Jeff Bezos or Laureen Powell Jobs or really rich people, why are the Democrat Socialists of America sprinting into Times Square to celebrate the death of Jews? The answer is a word called intersectionality. That is your word for the day. Intersectionality is something that I have been fighting on campus for years. For those of us that have cut our teeth on American college campuses, I have visited well over 150 campuses. I'm giving a speech tonight on a campus. I have debated every type of activist you can imagine on the trans issue, on the anti-gun issue, on the abortion issue, on the Israel issue. But you learn something when you go to these campuses, that one moment somebody will be arguing that the American southern border should remain completely wide open. The next moment, they'll be arguing for trans rights. And then the next moment, they'll be arguing against Israel. They just change their jersey. And this is what intersectionality is all about. Intersectionality is a term that was founded by Kimberly Crenshaw. You might know that term. She's one of the high priestesses in the pagan cult of BLM. Intersectionality, said briefly, is an alliance of activists fused together with seemingly contradictory views. You have trans activists that are protesting next to Muslims, and Muslims want them dead. And they're able to build a coalition. So let's put one of these images up, please. And this is the best image I could show you, founded by Kimberly Crenshaw. This idea of intersectionality, in her own words, is this. Intersectionality is a lens through which you can see where power comes and collides, where it locks and intersects. It is the acknowledgement that everyone has their own unique experiences of discrimination and privilege. And it combines race politics, ethnicity, gender identity, class, language, religion, ability, sexuality, mental health, age, education, even attractiveness. Basically, they fuse together anybody that complains more than they produce. You could divide the world into two basic buckets. Do you produce more than you complain, or do you complain more than you produce? If you complain more than you produce, you're probably on the American left. If you produce more than you complain, you're probably more on the American right. That's simple, but it's darn accurate. Intersectionality weaponizes the resentments of the activist class to create partners that would otherwise be at each other's throats because they have a unified enemy. And this is why they always have to project. Fascism is here in America. It's a threat to democracy. They must keep the tribes and the coalitions they have built together. They form coalitions to undermine our traditional way of life. And so here you have in the streets of New York celebrating the torture of Jewish babies. Socialists. Socialists traditionally wouldn't really care about geopolitics as much, but they're forced to care because they say if an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And this is exactly what we predicted over the weekend. Over the weekend, we said, pay close attention to the rumblings of the Hamas activists. It's exactly the same type of lamenting that we lived through with Floydapalooza. The same exact resentment mobilization when BLM took over the entire country. And today, the Black Lives Matter grassroots network sent out a statement right on schedule. What would Black Lives Matter, which is allegedly concerned about police brutality, why do they care about what's happening in Hamas? Quote, Black Lives Matter grassroots network stands in solidarity with our Palestinian family who are currently resisting 57 years of settler colonialism and apartheid. Oh, as Black people continue to fight the end, militarism and mass incarceration in our own communities, let us understand the resistance in Palestine, killing babies, as an attempt to tear down the gates of the world's largest open air prison. As a radical Black organization grounded in abolitionist ideals, we see clear parallels between Black and Palestinian people. Are you paying attention yet? They fuse these alliances through any attack vector possible to destroy the great Satan, America. Whether it's through BLM, the open borders crowd, the trans mafia, the anti-parent movement, the medical mutilation, the race arson of our country. It's all connected. And it was on full display in New York, where socialists that are usually compared about redistributing the wealth were celebrating the massacre of 900 Jews. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Who you let into your country is what your country becomes. That sounds really obvious, doesn't it? If only our leaders believed that 30 years ago. I'm an immigration hawk, and I've become even more of an immigration hawk in the last 4 or 5 years. I used to believe, I'm perfectly transparent about this, when I used to have bad perspective, I used to think, you know, you can let some of these people in and they'll become more Americanized. Some groups, that's the case. Other groups, it's the exact opposite. And, you know, somebody asked, they said, Charlie, what was the turning point for you? I'll be very honest. Ilhan Omar was the turning point for me. When Ilhan Omar was elected to Congress, it really shook my immigration views to the core. I was an idealist. I was naive. I was not rooted in prudence or reality. I thought, you know, you can come to this country and we can win you over with Western values. And then I saw Ilhan Omar go to Congress. We rescued Ilhan Omar, a foreigner, from a Kenyan refugee camp. American generosity rescued her. She comes to America, does not assimilate, has some awfully suspicious things with her brother, but that's a separate issue for a different time. She gets elected to Congress, and I have to be told by her how racist we are, how terrible we are, how colonialist we are. And I really did some deep thinking as she ascended in the ranks of the Democrat Party, not to mention her outright Jew hatred and Israel hatred and her soft sympathy to 9/11, all that stuff. And I said, you know what? There are certain groups of people, certain cultures that come to the country that do not assimilate. Not to mention, we have millions of people pouring across our southern border that we do not know. Who you bring into your country is the future of the country. And other countries are now seeing this. You see, this is the Islamists, the left wingers, the people that want to turn America into a third world hellhole. They use our values against us. An American value is to be generous. An American value is to be charitable. An American value is to be benevolent. So they weaponize our benevolency as an excuse to let in a bunch of people who hate our guts. Because tolerance, right? So you allow tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Somalians, for example, to come into Minneapolis that are not assimilating. I went to the Mall of America about a year and a half ago. I was speaking at an event in Mankato, Minnesota. And there were women dressed in the full garb as if they just came off the street of Riyadh. Is that the best? Is that diversity is our strength? And we're, so I want to play some tape here. Here is in Australia. Australia, open the borders, let people in. They're marching in the streets saying, gas the Jews, gas the Jews. So let me have this make sense. So the media calls me a Nazi. So what exactly is this? Diversity? Play cut 53. It might have been hard to hear. It's just a bunch of people in the streets of Australia saying, gas the Jews. And there's even more shocking tape is what happened in America. 900 Jews were brutally murdered. And we have people going out in the streets to celebrate. They're throwing a party. Why were they ever let into our country? The answer is weak Republicans and malevolent Democrats that opened up our borders to the entire world. Because diversity is our strength, right? And now we have to live in the same country as these people? They go on. Rashida Tlaib, who technically was born in America. She certainly acts like a foreigner. The failure to recognize the violent reality of living under siege, occupation, and apartheid makes no one safer. She's justifying it. This was not a military operation. They didn't go after IDF bases. They went after one IDF outpost. They actively went after citizens. Instead of trying to weaken the Israeli military, the PA targeted the defenseless. They targeted the women, which, by the way, they have over 100 hostages. They're raping these women. They killed two hostages, I think, last evening. That reporting is debated. There's a lot of fog of war reporting. So please grant us some grace, everybody. There's misinformation, disinformation, all sorts of stuff. But it's Americans that take to the streets, some of them, and they cheer in excitement. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of mine and Turning Point USA, which is why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Free activation when you say offer code Charlie. Join me today and make the switch today to this excellent company. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Look, this is an uncomfortable topic for some people because it's kind of built in that we must allow everybody from around the world to come into our country. That's not the case. In fact, Israel is a good example of not allowing foreigners into the country. They have walls. They have very, very strict immigration. Just look at this right here. This is a great quote here. This is a quote-unquote American. Great interview by Fox News here. I got to give them a credit. Play cut 50. Listen to this. Why is this person in our country? Play cut 50.
First, I spoke to a guy before this, and he said America first. You weren't happy with that. Why?
Israel would not exist without America.
So no America first for you?
No.
Are you an American?
Yes.
And you don't want to put America first?
No.
Why would I put America first? As she has the full mask on. I always joked around. I said, the Taliban and the neurotic Fauci left in America have a lot in common with their love of masks. One of my favorite Babylon Bee articles ever. My favorite, you got to find this one, Ryan. Babylon, it's Anthony Fauci praises Taliban for wearing masks. for wearing face coverings. One of my favorite Babylon Bee stories ever. It just hits it absolutely perfect. Who you let into your country is the country you become. This is not a fun thing we're about to talk about. But I am uneasy about the amount of people that are in this country that very well might be sleeper cells. But what is your federal government focused on? Your federal government has an entire FBI division dedicated to MAGA extremists, towards infiltrating Donald Trump's circles. Donald Trump is facing 500 to 700 years in federal prison. And there is a good chance, if this continues the way it is in the Middle East, that there could be pour over resentment and terror here in the American homeland. I pray that I am wrong, and I am not an alarmist. Just a couple days ago, an image of a man at the border with a tattoo on his forearm that was Arabic and an AK-47. I'm not sure what the Arabic said, but this guy did not come. He did not look like he was coming to America to go serve at a soup kitchen. Do we have that image? This guy's on the southern border with a full tattoo AK-47 in Arabic, and I'm sure the Arabic didn't say, I come to bring peace. The debate really, and this is what's sad, we don't have a border, and we haven't had a border for quite some time. The debate is not whether they are here or not. The debate is whether are there 5 sleeper cells, 50, or 500 sleeper cells in our country. No one knows for sure. And I am not an alarmist. But you better have a firearm when you leave home. This, what's happening in the Middle East very well could pour over into the great American cities. We know that they are here. And we have to be lectured by Joe Biden that the greatest threat is white supremacy and domestic violent extremism from the American right. Play cut 60, please.
So stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did in my inaugural address to a single out. As the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say it wherever I go.
And now let's contrast that with Cut 59. This is how many people on the terror watch list have come across the border, while Border Patrol have been pulled off to process illegals. There are people on the terror watch list right now, probably in Dallas, Chicago, Detroit, definitely Minneapolis, San Francisco, Seattle. 1, 2, 5, 10 dirty bombs? They could hold our entire country hostage. And it's by our own making. Open borders, you allow the terrorists to come in. Fox News reporting on this, play cut 59.
Tell you, for over 2 years now, Border Patrol agents have been telling us they've got extreme concerns about who is crossing our southern border, primarily because so many agents have been pulled off the front lines to instead focus on processing. And that then leaves gaps in our border where we simply have nobody out on patrol. And the numbers are startling. We'll start with the terror watch list numbers. Fiscal year 2023, so far, 151 people on the FBI's terror watch list have been arrested by Border Patrol agents while they were crossing illegally here at our southern border. That is the highest number on record.
151 people. But the Federal Bureau of Investigation is too busy raiding the home of James O'Keefe. They're too busy raiding the home of pro-life leader Mark Houck in Pennsylvania for praying outside of a pro-life clinic. The FBI is telling you that the number one threat is right-wing domestic violent extremism. One of the saddest days, and I hope it never happens, I pray, will be an I Told You So show of someone who illegally crossed our border and kills a lot of Americans. That's already happening, by the way, in one-off things. They're raping girls in Bemidji. They're killing people in the streets of Florida. I mean, it's happening already. One-off fentanyl here and all that. No. The broader, more macro issue is what's to prevent one of these Muslims that came across the border. Remember, there's over 100 countries that are coming across the border. We do not have a border. What's to prevent them from getting their hands on a firearm and going and shooting up a public place in the name of Allah? How many sleeper cells are there in this country? Our intelligence agencies are completely uninterested in actually talking about that. That was the reason the Patriot Act was passed. Never should have been passed the way it was, because now it's being used inwardly, a war on terror on us. A New York City Muslim man said, quote, this weekend, we're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs, Islam. We will not stop until it enters every single home. This guy has a U.S. passport. So I want you to repeat after me. I want you to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. The Queens should hear it. Say it. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of the last and final prophet, Muhammad. After 9/11, we invaded Iraq. Never should have done that. We occupied Afghanistan. Never should have done that. Surgical strikes in Afghanistan, definitely warranted, but the occupation, no way. And we refuse to do the one thing that actually could have helped the country. You know what that is? We could have recognized and realized that 9/11 was an immigration failure. That 9/11 was less of an intelligence failure and more of an immigration failure. More of who we are letting into the country. more who we are letting into America. How did they get into the country? Why were they allowed to take flight classes? And instead of doing anything to fix our immigration system, closing down the southern border, and actually having a nation, we did the opposite. We'd increase the amount of visas, increase the amount of people coming across the southern border, because diversity is our strength. And our leaders do not want to be called racist. So they go invade Afghanistan, destroy the country, withdraw. We leave $85 billion of weapons there. We come back. We have to take all these Arab refugees, by the way. Remember, we have to take all, invade the world, invite the world. If you break it, you have to keep it. Cut 72. Delighting in the beheading of babies. These are your fellow Americans. Play cut 72. So I'm not sure if that's in America or in London. I don't want to speak out of turn. It looks like it might be America. But that is a Muslim man. It looks like America. Police canine. Yeah, that's in Boston. He's showing up a phone with a butchered baby, laughing, saying, this is you, your guys. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's in Boston. He's thrilled. I want to play that clip again, just so you understand the context. This is in Boston. He's holding up a picture of a butchered baby. And he's having the time of his life as if his favorite soccer team won the UEFA Cup or something. Look at this. Cut 72. That's your boy. That's your boy. Republicans are to blame just as much as Democrats. They grew rich and continue to get rich off of the cheap flow of people from around the world. But then you cease to be a country. You're nothing more than a colony. What do I have in common with that guy? What do I have in common with him showing that up? I used to say that demographics is not destiny. Demographics is destiny. And that is what Elon Musk tweeted yesterday, believe it or not. If you allow a bunch of Arabs and Muslims and third worlders to come in, they'll take over your country and then they'll slit your throat. So, let's just not forget, there are Americans being held hostage right now. Americans. There are Americans right now that are being held hostage. What is our government doing to get those people out? We've lived through, no, I haven't lived through, but many of you have lived through very high stakes hostage crises. The Iran hostage crisis. Fortunately, Munich. If you're not familiar with the Israeli wrestling team, what happened in the Olympics in Munich, you should be. I don't think the Arabs care. It seems as if they haven't really thought much through. It's all zeal and passion and emotion. I don't think they quite, I think they missed that movie. Yeah, Mossad was humiliated, and Mossad is nasty as it is. It's not going to end well for them. Want to play a tape here. You know, it's interesting. Someone says, Charlie, there are thousands of peaceful Arab people, Christian Arabs too, not all murderers. How do you have to say about this in America? Look, here's the point, is that the Somali Muslims are not assimilating. Some might, here or there. But their mascot is Ilhan Omar, and she has nothing but bitterness and resentment. Now, Rashida Tlaib is an American, born here. Look, just show a picture outside of her office. It proves exactly what I said earlier, exactly, about intersectionality. Put 70 up on screen. Here is outside Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's office. UAE, right? Intersectionality of labor against quote unquote rich people, the Palestinian flag, and then the gay flag. What percentage of Palestinians are okay with homosexuality? Why all those different symbols? What do they have in common? They are all toxins that will destroy the immune system of America. That's what they all have in common. Rashida Tlaib will relentlessly deploy bacteria to eat alive the American Republic. Stanford University. Great school, right? How many of you want your kids or grandkids to go to Stanford? Stanford University students have officially put bedsheets defending Hamas and the massacre. And I really don't like some of this language that I'm seeing. Believe it or not, it's Jonathan Greenblatt from the ADL that said it this morning. I can't believe it. He actually stumbled into something wise. It's very bizarre. He actually said something really smart. He said, why are we calling this an attack? He said, this was a massacre. This was a slaughter. And that's exactly right. Again, if Hamas started firing on IDF outposts and actually fighting a war, not acceptable. But we're kind of used to that, right? You fire on people that can defend themselves, that have guns. The terrorists avoided the soldiers and sought after the children. The dynamic at play right now is barbarism versus civilization. I hate to be that binary, but it's that simple. The American left, they're on the side of barbarism. They see the raping of women, hostage taking, murdering, burning alive, and they say, Allahu Akbar. They love it. They celebrate it. The side of civilization, whatever your political affiliation might be, you need to realize that this is, they're coming after the entire Western project. However they can weaken the West, they will do it. Period. And it's coming to a neighborhood near you. It's coming to your block, your home. Nothing stops the Palestinian Authority from living as well as the Israelis, except that they refuse to put down their weapons and live peacefully. They demand the riches of a prosperous society they could never, ever create themselves. Israel is not automatically the land of milk and honey. It kind of is really hard to make wealth, but it's prosperous because Israelis made it so. And the PA is too angry at killing Jews, slaughtering them like cowards. You know, many Jewish people say never again with the Holocaust. Well, it was again. Saturday was again. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs is another story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.